Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, she's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about. Headphones ready to hear what it's all about. Sound out now when it's all
we'll
about.
We'll have no fun, 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 cause your Crimpins podcast comes out today.
We'll have no fun, 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 cause your Crimpins podcast comes out today.
No fun, the Jen Kirkman podcast. Episode 34, season 11, back after Labor Day. Even though I'm recording this before that. Whatever, who cares? You don't need to know these behind-the-scenes things. Why am I taking you behind the curtain when I don't need to? Anyway, this week I'll be talking about a million things having to do with talking to strangers, an article about good conversation, why is America so mean? Lots of things. So, where should we begin? Where should we begin? I was thinking about how I'm always like, I hate small talk, blah, blah. And trust me, I hate people who hate small talk, if that makes any sense. Because I'm not trying to sound cool or like I'm above it. You know, whatever you think of when somebody says, I hate small talk, I promise I'm none of those things. I'm not bougie and looking down on people. I can't possibly talk to the plumber. That's not what I mean. I don't mean that I'm so cool, a small talk stupid, and I'm so punk rock, and that's like what people in the suburbs do with a white picket fence, and I'm out here in the city with a safety pin through my nose. That's not what I mean either. I just mean the routine things people say. Hi, how's your day going? That's all fine. I sometimes wish we could liven it up a little or get deeper or just talk about what's really on our mind. We don't really care how somebody's day was. But the small talk that I don't like is big plans this weekend. That's just not how an ADHDer's brain works. I can't just start going into detail about what I'm doing. I haven't sat down and I haven't looked at my calendar. I don't know. What do you mean by fun? You're 25. I'm not. That kind of stuff stresses me out. But in general, you would think that because I say that a lot, that I don't talk to strangers, but I do. And that's why I always say I'm not a real or a good New Yorker, because I stop and talk to people. And I don't even know if that is a true stereotype of people in New York, because they are friendly. They're just honest and trying to get where they're going. You know, there's that whole difference between nice and kind. you know, maybe people in New York aren't on the surface nice, but they are kind. They will stop and help you. But I definitely have friends who are like, Jen, come on, we gotta go. You can't keep talking. I don't really do it when I'm hanging out with people, but if I'm just wandering alone in my wonderful ways that I just bop around, you might find me chatting to people. And I try not to talk people's ear off. It's not like the podcast where I'm just going on and on and you can't say a word. It's not like that. If somebody starts a kind of interesting conversation, I might stick around and keep talking. It's that kind of thing. Like, I was in this store that I love in Fort Greene. It's called Yours Truly Brooklyn. It's a little gift shop, card store, all kinds of fun things. Oh my God, I love it in there. And it's next to the Green Light Bookstore. I think it's a sister store, if you will. So I'm in there and I'm getting a card for something, and I bought this cute little keychain that had, you know, the blue and white New York coffee cup on it. And then I picked up this thing that I thought was a fridge magnet that was of a yellow New York Metro card, but it was a sticker. I got no use for a sticker. If you love stickers, you can go get an I Seem Fun sticker in my merchandise store, by the way. You can click the link in the show notes to get to my merchandise store, or just go to my website, jenkirkman.com, and click shop. I just had to throw, why not throw a promo in there for a sticker? Anyway, so the woman behind the counter said, oh, this is a sticker, not a magnet. I said, yeah, I just figured that out. I'm not going to get it because I wanted it to be a magnet. And she said, I know. She said, you know, I'm going to get myself one of these stickers anyway because I'm just so sad about the MetroCard going away, which is a thing that is going to be happening in New York. I think within a year, they're going to get rid of all of the swipe your card through turnstiles and all of the MetroCard machines because they're going to this other system that involves, I think, just using your iPhone or smartphone of any kind. And I just hate that because what if you forget your phone at home or don't take it with you? I mean, God forbid, maybe you're just trying something new one day where you just don't take your phone with you. Maybe you're, I don't know, don't have the money for a phone, or you're elderly and don't use that. I mean, I think it's just absurd. I'm sure there will be ways around it because there's just no world where every single person has a phone. There's just no world.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
But I love the MetroCard, and there's something just, I don't like when things go all electronic, but so the girl, the woman behind the counter, she was probably in her mid-30s, so I've got a good 10, almost 15 years on her. And she said, you know, it just makes me feel so old. And I know I'm not, but to see an entire way of life that I've, you know, done things in New York, just no more. It's just, you know, not invalid, but not used anymore, right? What's the word I'm thinking of? Oh, you're screaming at your phone or your computer, whatever you're listening to this on, your wind-up record player. And I said, listen, I was here when they replaced the tokens with the MetroCard, and I was freaked out by that. And she looked at me like, wow, you've seen some shit. And I love when younger people give that to me. That's all I got, you guys. I don't have these wise tales about how you should live your life. And, you know, I haven't invented anything. There's no reason to look up to me except to say, wow, you experienced that? And you still walk around with a smile on your face and you don't feel replaced. And she really was like, tell me about that time. And I'm like, well, Missy. I said, I don't know. I loved the tokens. But now I don't see now to me, a token and a MetroCard, it's the same thing. To me, I don't see one as more technological than the other, even though it is. But I can't even remember. Did I just have a ton of coins in my purse or my wallet or a change purse? I think I might have. So what did I do? Did I buy a new token every day and waste time at the machine? There's no way. I must have bought a few tokens at once. But did I used to get a discount for buying a bunch at once? See, I don't even remember. And I'm sitting here, I wish we still had the tokens. Those were fun. Well, I don't even remember anything about them. But I do remember that at the time, I thought it was a perfectly fine system. And then the MetroCard became the only thing. Maybe it was sort of like the MetroCard was something you could do if you were going to buy a bunch of rides, because I think I used both. I think at one point there was both. And then it just went all MetroCard all the time. And I do remember feeling kind of, things are progressing pretty fast around here. I think I was more freaked out by that than 9/11, and I'm not kidding. But I said to her, well, I eventually adjusted to the point where now the MetroCard seems retro to me. But check back in with me. I promise you I'm not going to like using my phone to get on the subway. I don't like it. And sure, there's problems with MetroCards. I mean, sometimes they don't swipe, or sometimes I can drop mine or I lose it very easily. Sure, whatever. I just don't like the phone thing. I really don't. Anyway, so she was very kind to indulge me in my stories of things I don't actually remember but made a big emotional impact. Do you relate at all? Oh, yeah, I remember the day they replaced the tokens with MetroCards. You do? Well, not literally, no. But I mean, in general, I remember feeling kind of freaked out by progress moving so fast back then. But no, I have no clue what day it actually was. And maybe I'm making the whole thing up. I think there were MetroCards and tokens at the same time. Who knows? But I get what you're saying. You know, it's like my stories just devolve into that. And I said to her, I mean, I was here when they banned smoking indoors. She was like, whoa. She was also kind of like, why would you care? And I said, well, I smoked. But she said, didn't everyone smell like smoke? And I said, yeah, but we didn't notice it. I still don't know how we didn't. I have no memories of quitting smoking, which I did, and going in places where it smelled and being like, ugh, but I still smell like smoke. I don't remember that, because there were plenty of times where I'd quit for a week or something like that. Anyway, she seemed less interested in the day they banned smoking. I didn't get into, and I was here on 9/11, but I will say that even though I'm not a good New Yorker because, you know, I talk to people, I make small talk, even though I'm not a good New Yorker in that way, and I don't like charming buildings, I like brand new monstrosities. But even though I haven't lived in New York City as long as some of my friends who've always been there, you know, for decades. I first moved there a long time ago, lived there, 3-4 years? Then I was back and forth kind of since 2014 till I moved there 100% in 2021. But I think I'm the real New Yorker because I was there on 9/11, the day smoking was banned indoors, and the day they switched from MetroCard and tokens to just MetroCard. I'm just saying, that's some real shit there. A lot of people I know, they are a little younger than me. They got to New York just after all of that happened. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, you're not the real deal. That's okay. You know, not everyone can be you know, kind of like the Forrest Gump of New York City, where I've seen it all change. And then people that were there before me are like, are you crazy? Like, you weren't here during the real times. But I think, you know, for the modern age, I was there for some pretty big milestones passing. And speaking of milestones passing, you have made it through the free version of the episode. If you want the rest of this episode, you can go to my Patreon, patreon.com/JenKirkman. You can subscribe, you can sign up and get a 7-day free trial. Test it out, see if you like it. And if you don't, that's okay. Stay right here. And the next week, we'll get you another shorty free episode. But until next week, have fun.